ends. The shir should be in specialist for Ami Aronimi Marazi Sheyichyu. Nishmas Maris Hester Basrib Shmuel. Lusus Moshe Rabin Peshatina. Rabbi Yisrael. Moshe Mordechai. Bracha Batzlach B'chomas Yedehem. We are continuing our in-depth study of Maseches Negayim B'siyata Dishmaya in the in the 11th chapter of Maseches Negayim, in the second Mishnah, it says, "Semer gemalim v'semer rechelim shetrofen zeh bazeh. Im rov mena gemalim eina matan minigayim. Im rov mena rechelim matan minigayim. Mechtzel mechtzel matan minigayim." So if you have a garment that is a mixture of tzemer rechelim and tzemer gemalim, meaning tzemer gemalim is the wool of camels, which is not makabel tumis negayim. Tzemer rechelim is the wool of sheep, which is makabel tumis negayim. And you mix the two together. If it's mostly of gemalim, it's not metame benegayim. If it's mostly min rechelim, it is metame benegayim. And if it's 50-50, it's metame benegayim. The Torah's Kohanim in Parashas Tazri in Perek Yud Gimel teaches us Tanya, Kelaim Shebaba Kulo Kelaim, Shebaba Mekzasu Minayin, Talmud Lomer VeHabeged. So what does this mean? Rabbeinu Hillel, who is a Rishon, in the time of the Bali HaTosfos, and he lived in the 1100s, we don't know very much about him, in the 11th century, but what we do know is that he lived around Greece, explains a lot of things based on Greek terms, and we're not exactly sure where in Greece he lived, Saloniki, maybe elsewhere, but that's around where he lived, and at the time he lived, and he writes very important Perushim to Midrashi Halacha. So Rabbeinu Hillel writes very interesting Chiddush in explaining this Taras Kohanim. Minayin le'echad min aminim ha'baba kulo, kegon davi shesi otzemer, v'irev bo echad min aminim. Inami ervot semer v'shesio echad min aminim. Dinu nami mitami b'negayim. Afo gav davi mechtza al mechtza. Talmud loymar v'abeged. The rabbis nami avi mechtza al mechtza nami di mitami b'negayim. So let's say he says, as explaining the Taras Kohanim, we have the shesi and the erev, the warp and the woof, the up and down threads and the going across threads. So let's say only the shesi is tzemer, or only the erev is tzemer, and the other one is not. So the up and down or the across are metame tumis negayim, and the other one is not. Is it makabel tumis negayim? He says, yeah. If it's 50-50, it is. And we have a Mishnah. Our Mishnah says 50-50 is metame benegayim. Now it's interesting, the Mefarshim on our Mishnah say that we're not talking here where there are different threads. We're talking here in one thread that before they were spun together as threads, at that time the person mixed the tzemer rechelim and tzemer gemalim. Here we're talking about they're already made threads, and he says even in such a case, if it's 50-50, that the up and down threads are makabel tumis negayim and the across are not, or vice versa, it's makabel tumis negayim. And that's how he understands our Mishnah, that says that even 50-50, if it's rov, even now when the threads are a mixture of the two, but they're different types of threads, threads of this, threads of that, threads of tzemer gemalim and threads of tzemer rechelim. So as long as you have a rov of tzemer rechelim, or even 50-50, and even if only the shesi or only the erev is made up of tzemer rechelim, it's makabel tumis negayim. However, the Rambam, in the 13th parak of Hilchos Tumas Tzaraas, differs, and he has a raya from the Tosefta Negayim, where it says, Beged sheshesio srikin, ve'ervo tzemer, ervo srikin, v'shesio tzemer, enom v'tami negayim. You have a beged that the shesi, the warp, up and down, is srikin. And the Rambam understands that srikin is a min, is a type, a species, that's not v'tami negayim. And the Erev is Semer. It is Matami Benegayim. And vice versa. So in such a case, it's not Matami Benegayim. So Lehejia, the Rambam holds that if it's just Chutei Shesi or just Chutei Erev, it's not Metame B'tumas Negayim, so if Mechlokas here, there are other ways of understanding the Tosefta, as we see in the Rash and the Rush, but at least the Rambam's understanding, he argues with Rabbeinu Hillel, and he holds that Rabbeinu Hillel lived before the Rambam, even though the Rambam is just a tad more famous. But we don't judge people based on their fame. We judge people based on their true importance. And they are both truly important, both the Rambam and Rabbeinu Hillel. So, al kopanim, we have this machlokas. What's the din of just the Shesi or just the Erev is of a species, is of Tzemer or Pishtim. And Rabbeinu Hillel holds that it's Makabel Tumas Negayim. However, it's not so pashit, because it says in Perek Tes Kalayim Mishnah Aleph, Ein Eser Mishum Kalayim Ela Tzemer O Pishtim, Veinu Matayim Negayim Ela Tzemer O Pishtim, Veinu Kalayim Loshem Ela Tzemer O Pishtim. So, Shatnez is only going to be Tzemer and Pishtim, Negayim is only going to be Tzemer and Pishtim, and Kohanim are only going to wear garments that are made of Tzemer O Pishtim, wool or linen. And Rebbe learns, you're only Chayiv in Tzitzis if it's a beged, tzemer, or pishtim, wool or linen. Magen Avram in Aruch Chaim and Simites writes that even though normally we follow the Rov, and if a Rov, a beged is min tzemer, or pishtim, it's chayiv min haTorah b'tzitzis, and if not, it's only midrabban. And nevertheless, if the shti is from tzemer, or pishtim, and the Erev is not, it's not chayiv min haTorah b'tzitzis. Even if it's Rov, tzemer, or pishtim. Why? Because the shesi, or the Erev alone, is not considered a beged. And therefore, we don't follow the Rov. Because that doesn't constitute a beged. Shesi alone or Erev alone doesn't constitute a beged. So therefore, that can't help us make a rov in order to make a chiyuv tzitzis. So we could say the same thing about negayim. That by negayim, also, if you have a beged of shesi or Erev, and only the shesi or only the Erev is made of tzemer or pishtim, that's not going to be tami timus negayim. So that's not like Rabbeinu Hillel, who says such a beged is. But what type of beged is it if it's just Shesi or just Erev? So the Nachlas Binyamin explains as follows, that Negayim is fundamentally different than the other cases. Because it says in the Torah that a beged is Tameh not only if it's a beged of Negayim, but even if it's just Shesi or Erev. Even if you have the threads that are prepared to be the warp and the woof, and they haven't yet been woven together as a garment. Nevertheless, they're makabel tumas negayim. So even after they're woven together as a garment, if just the shesi or just the erev is going to be is made of a wool or linen, that's going to become tamei tumas negayim. Not b'toras beged, b'toras shesi ve'erev. But b'toras beged, when it comes to beged b'gdei kahuna, when it comes to kalayim, when it comes to tzitzis, there you need, there's a chalos taras beged. So, if there's no chalos taras beged, if only the shesi or erev gives it a shame beged, that alone is not considered a beged. But here, you don't need it to come in b'taras beged. Here it's enough that you're coming b'taras shesi or erev. So even after it's woven together as a beged, it's still makabel tumah b'taras shesi or erev, even though it's not makabel tumah b'taras beged. Because shesi or erev alone is not a beged. But Negayim doesn't require a beged. For Tumas Negayim, even Shesi Erev alone is enough. So even after it's woven together, it's enough. That just the Shesi or just the Erev should be susceptible to Negayim. And even though normally a beged Arig is not going to have Tumas Shesi or Erev, these are two fundamentally different dinim. As we see from the fact that the din is that if you have a Shesi that you made into a beged, or a beged that you made into a shesi, you put the shesi into a garment, or you made the garment and you undid it, unraveled it, and made it just into a shesi. It says in the Tosefta, Yirai B'tchila, you start looking again, it's a new re'iyah, and it has no din hezger shenis. Because these are two different types of tumas. Nevertheless, that's all xeris akasav of tumas begadim. That if it has a tiras beged, it no longer has Tumas Shasiv Erev. So Rabbeinu Hillel holds that's only when it has a Toiras Beged L'Tumas Negayim. If it has a Toiras Beged L'Tumas Negayim, and then either it didn't have a Toiras Beged L'Tumas Negayim, let's say it's just Shasi, and then you made it into a Beged and now it has a Toiras Beged, or you have a Beged that has, it has a Toiras Beged, and now it's just a Shasi, so that undoes it. That's Panim Chadashus Ba'olikan, that's a new thing. But here we're talking about a different case. Here it never had a Din V'Toiras Tumas Beged L'Negayim. Why? Because it was made with a min. This Beged is composed of the Tzemer or Pishtim with a min that's not Makabel Tumas Negayim. So it never had a Shem Beged Tumas for Tumas Negayim. Therefore, even after it's woven into a Beged, as long as either the Shasi or the Erev is made of threads that are susceptible to Tumas Negayim, they're going to become Tumay, not B'Toiras Beged. It doesn't have a Toiras Beged, but rather B'Toiras Shasi or Erev. And normally we would say again that if it's just Shasi and then it's woven into a Beged, then it's no longer Tumay, it loses its original Tumas Negayim. It's Batel, but that's only because now it has a Toiras Beged. But in our case, it never had a Toiras Beged. Not at the beginning and not now, because even now that it's woven into a Beged, it's woven into a Beged with threads that are not Mekabel Tumas Negayim. So then that Toiras Beged is exhibiting the time of Toiras Shasi or Erev. And it would appear that we could take this a step further and say by Kalayim also, even though Kalayim is only going to be with Tzemer or Pishtim, nevertheless it doesn't have to be a Beged composed of Tzemer and Pishtim. That this Beged has to be defined as a Beged of Tzemer or Pishtim. Why not? We know this from our getting our stuff checked for Shatnez. Right? That if you have a Beged mimin acher, if you have a Beged of another type, and it has chutim of tzemer or pishtim, you're chayv mishum kalayim. And therefore, if you have a Beged that's shesi, is tzemer or pishtim, even if the erev is from another min, and even if that's the rov, we don't care. Because the bittel is only shayich to the chalois v'shem Torah's Beged. Uleinyan chalois Toiras Beged lo shayich bittel. Kevin sha shasi b'li ha'erev lav begedu. For kevin shekain im Yosef, meaning the lashon of Nachlas bin Yamin, and we're going to explain him to Shem b'li neder im Yosef chut achas shel tzemer b'shasi shel pishtim. Yesh b'zeh mishum kalayim. Here it doesn't matter. We don't view it as if there's bittel on this beged, because it doesn't apply to kalayim. Because even if it's rov, a different min, as long as it has sewn into it chutei shese, tzemer, and chutei pishtan, so that already is going to make it kalayim. All you need is one chut of tzemer b'shesi shel pishtan, yesh b'zeh mishum kalayim. Even if it's a rov of a different species, and this is more clear if we see the rush, who writes in a tshuva in Klal Beis Simen Hey, brought in the Divrei Chamudos on the Rosh Hilchos Kalayim. I'm quoting his lashon. Asher she'alta, al osim megadim she'ashesi hu shel pishtan, ve'erev shel meshi. The shesi is made of pishtan, and the erev is made of meshi. B'nashim tofres osan asar b'leim. So you have this mixture of shesi is pishtan, and the erev is silk. So normally, linen and silk don't make shatnis. Nirali diyesh bo mishum kalayim, שרי בחוט התפיר מחברים יחד הפישטים והצמר. But it's still going to be, because sof sof in this garment, in the chut hatfira, in the thread that it's sewn with, they mix in together semer and pishtim. Vayishivani adam lomer kevin sheish ben meshi yosim pishtan. Ha pishtan batal barov. No. The pishtan should be batal barov, and therefore the semer doesn't bother us, because the whole pishtan's batal barov. And it doesn't bother us that it's tzemer and meshi. And anyway, let the tzemer be batal barov too. Let the whole thing be batal barov. Kedisiv meseches kalayim, tzemer gemalim, tzemer uchelim, shetarfen zebezeim, rov min agmalim, mutter. Like we see in meseches kalayim, you're going to say to me that if you have tzemer of gemalim, which is not shatnez, and tzemer uchelim, which is shatnez, and they mix two together, if it's rov min agmalim, it's mutter. If there's pishtan too, Perish im roven agamalim mutter la'ariv pishtan boshet tzemer shel rochelim batal berubah shel gamalim kumanda lesed dami. So here you see, if it's roven agamalim, you're allowed to mix in pishtan because the tzemer of rochelim is batal lekabe the rov of gamalim. But how lesa, this doesn't go. Why not? Shishona b'tosefta alosa mishna medvor mishavi pishtan b'tarfen zebazeh. Perish v'eino nikar zebifnei atzma v'zebifnei atzma. It's not nikar. It's not recognizable. Avel oseh chaluk. Avel oseh chaluk shekulo tzemer gemalim v'orag bo chut echad shel tzemer b'tzad zeh v'chut echad shel pishtan b'tzad zeh oser. But if you make a chaluk, that's all tzemer gemalim. And then on this beged, you wove on one side a chut of tzemer, and on the other side, a chut of pishtan. It's still going to be aser. Because when you originally mix tzemer gemalim and tzemer rechelim, so the tzemer gemalim is mevatel the tzemer rechelim. So then afterwards, if you mix in pishtan, then it's mutter. Because first it has a din of tzemer gemalim, because that's the rov, and then the tzemer gemalim with pishtan is fine. But if you make a choluk, that's all tzemer gemalim, which is beseder. But then you wove one chut, one thread of tzemer rechelim on this side, and one chut of pishtan on the other side, it's still going to be aser. B'koshkem benidon zeh, shenikar ha-shesi b'fnei atzmo v'toferes osam l'tzad ha-sar bol shu aser. And certainly here where they're nicker, where it's nicker that it's wool and linen together. So the explanation is that it's not shaykh to talk about the bittel lenyan toras beged, because it doesn't say that there's only kalayim bebeged semer opishtan, because we know the halacha, you know the Torah says beged, but the halacha is that even if it's kulo tzemer gemalim, and then you are ma'arev a chut of tzemer or pishtan together in the beged, it's kalayim. V'kevan shekein rakim batel atzemer atzmo barov chashiv kamandel esnayu. Only if the tzemer itself was batel barov, then the tzemer doesn't exist anymore. L'chein gam bebeged Sheshesi shalahu tzemer o pishtan, and therefore, if you have a beged that the shesi is tzemer o pishtan, even if it's the miut, but there's no toras bittel b'shesi legabe ha'erev. Umemeladim erev ochut tzemer yesh bo mishum miser kalayim. So if it was a din in the beged has to have a certain shame. So then you would say the beged is rubo tzemer gemalim, so it's not shanis. But we know it's not true, because even if it has a chut of tzemer and pishtim together, It's not there's no pitul, even if it's made up of another species, another type of polyester. If it's 98% polyester, but there's a little bit of tzemer and pishtin mixed in, so then it's shanis. So there's no bittul. When is there bittul? There's bittul originally if it's not nikkur and you mix in tzemer gemalim with tzemer rechelim. Then it's going to have a din of tzemer, and it's mostly tzemer gemalim, it's going to din of tzemer gemalim. But if you have a beged, let's say it's kulo tzemer gemalim, and then you weave in a thread of tzemer rechelim, and you weave in a thread of pishtan, it's shanis. There you don't say bittul. And so too in our case, if just the shasi or just the erev is made up of tzemer pishtim, it's going to be kabel tumas negayim. Why? Because ein achinami doesn't have Torah's beged, but it doesn't need Torah's beged in order to get bikalayim. All it needs to be kalayim is shasi or erev. That's enough to make it kalayim. Torah says o shasi o erev. So as long as the shasi or erev is made up of tzemer or pishtim, that's enough. And even after you weave it into a beged, still going to be a kabel tumas kalayim, but Torah shasi or erev. And don't tell me that no. The beged is a different tuma, as we saw before in the Tosefta. The tuma goes away if you made put the shasi into a beged, but that's only if it's a beged that's makabel tumas kalayim, tumas negayim. But if it never has Torah's beged, as far as negayim is concerned, because you wove this the shasi into a garment of erev that's not makabel tumas negayim, so it never has Torah's beged. So memela the. There's going to be no bittul on the shasi or the erev, and that's why the Rabbeinu Hillel writes that even if it's 50-50, it's metabein of a goyim, even if it's just the shasi, and don't tell me no, the shasi is not a garment. How can you talk about tumas negayim? The answer is, we know that if it's just threads are prepared for shasi and erev, they're ready makabel tumas negayim. So even after you weave it together into a garment, if just the shasi or erev is makabel tumas negayim, it's afterwards going to be makabel tumas negayim b'toras shasi or erev. Just like by shanis, the whole garment is made up of one thing, but you have a thread of tzemer pishtim woven in, then it's shanis. And we don't say bittul. So this obviously is a very deep and requires a lot more understanding, and this is just a hakdama to what Beli Neder, we should be zocha Mir Tashem to expand upon this and develop these ideas, and be zocha Beli Neder Lil Modu Lam Vilishma Lazakam Kulavisam Torah Sabiha Havo Shalom Shalom Sweetest and Mosul.